Tov Kufsam Tes, still holding a set base.
Why does it get a status of
Tolim Shabrus, a cotton chaf base? The Tanisoi. Okay, so the person has a lot of discomfort in his tinus. So then he can be part of the moment. So Mishabura says, "How about tinus yachid? This hat only applies to tinus yachid. About tinus shagars and batzibur lomahani pidyon imloshe hisul came batzibur. Not only a tinus yachid which we have from the times of Chazal, etc., but for whatever reason the tzibur undertook a tinus because of its sorum that was taking place at the point in time. Unless they would indicate otherwise, you cannot be part of it. You'd have to finish the tainus. Again, a person's a chaylev, so then obviously it's not. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about he's uncomfortable. Okay. So you can put it in a moment. Chav gimel. Yachid liptosh in a moment. Where does that come from? Mishum da umnan daitop. A daitop chav gimel. We make an estimation, make an assumption, and that was his original intent. It was going to be very uncomfortable. He's not going to finish the fast, and he'll give it in with money instead. What's the connection? Why would we assume that that's what the person meant? The tainus nechshav l'tzedaka. We find that the concept of tainus plays a role in the concept of tzedaka. V'kim shenoyis and demei chelba v'dom alaniyim is yotzen. Okay. So where is the connection between tainus and tzedaka? Because there's a gemara in brachas. The gemara says agra to tanisa is kasha. The main reward that a person gets for the tainus is the tzedaka that he gives on the tainus. So you see, the Chazal made a connection, made a. The Gemara goes through a whole list of things. The Gemara says, the main reward you get for going to Chasen is the words of simcha that you give to the Chasen and the Kala. The Gemara says, Agra, the Pirka, is the Ducha, that's how you get for going to hear the Shir, is not necessarily even learning, when they didn't necessarily follow the Rebbe, but the fact that you came under the uncomfortable situation of being crowded amongst all the Talmidim, and you stuck yourself in anyway. It's the work of the whole list of things. The work says, Agra, the Tanisa is Sikas. So, the main focus you want to get out of the Tanis is the stock that you're going to give a Kuzma. So, if a person would then take the value of the weight loss that he would have, you know, of course, each person, how valuable are my pounds? Right? So you have to figure out, you know, I'm worth X amount per pound, so how much I'm worth per pound. So that's the Morse connection. So we assume that a person makes a tanis yachid, he has doing it off what Chazal said, and that's the main focus. So if a person is uncomfortable, he'll do that, get stuck, and be paid. It is important to point out, Shabur points out, it is important to get stuck on the tainus. Because I'll tell you the agra the tanisa sikasa, so obviously you want to be doing that. Fine. See, you're fighting with money. How much money? What's your opinion? The time is sure shakot sarah moment negative sarah tainus. Okay, but for that, the fimashahu. So the point is, we look at, you know, laying out money.
That's the normal, you know,
pulling out money out of your pocket is uncomfortable. So an ani, you say, you know what, fasting, you might say rather fast than lay out money, right? No. So you're giving enough money that it would have the same level of pain as fasting, right? So for an usher, he says, oh, no problem. So, you know, why should I fast? I'll lay out $5. I'm happy. I can do that. No. For you, maybe it's to get that bite, you need more money, you know.
The Ramah's theory about letting it sit for two or more together is the other
way. Okay.
In heaven, that's
Kibbutz of Tainus Ba'alma. Now, it says that comes along. So this, the Ramah brings such an opinion. It's the Rosh. Right, but then the Ramah explains that this is only true. He was a couple of Tainus Ba'alma. He didn't say a specific day. So in that situation, the Beicha Shomer Oz Hareni B'Tanis L'Mocher Nidr K'Nor L'Yom. He said he's not making an edit for this specific day, and then he can't be paid it with money. V'Chanal B'Sit Beitz V'Ayin Rir Allah. So this idea of being paid up with money has limitations how far you can take it. And he sends it to the Bir Allah.
Now you have a problem of
So now we have to understand the Morris says Loba Pareya. So come in a case where a person wasn't Miyak on a specific day. See, that's only the only case where Loba Pareya applies. So Morris says Loba Pareya, which means you fast a different day. So where does the money come in? If you fast another day, why you have to pay? If you're paying, why you have to fast another day? So the Bir Halacha says, and don't tell me that we're talking about different types of the dorm, because that the Ramah precludes at the end and says, no. If you make a specific neder for a day, so you can't redeem it. Sometimes you redeem it, you just say, stop, I'll make, which that's when you said that's when the dinner of a parade applies, of fasting a different day. She says, take a look over there, that I'm Barash Mashem Arayvid, the Bir Lacha Yachal Matoso. So I'm Barash Mashem Arayvid, the Umdan Das, who the where Chazal are estimating his Das. Okay. Who that died to the Hachi Kibble, that if he wants, he can be part of the money. So, according to that, what's Loba Pereya? I don't know, the boy told him, it's up to him. He's here to lead them to Ras Laniyim, Boyasana. He's here to hear for Tanisa. That kind of works. Rosh touches up that this is a kuna what the Gemara meant. So the rabbi is touching up the Chazal touch up that you meant to give yourself a choice. Since you didn't say a specific day, you said I'm going to fast a day. So that situation, you're not really committing to the idea of fasting. So that situation, you start the fasting. So it's difficult. Either you can replace it with a different day or give money instead. Then he says, okay, somebody said I'm going to be tomorrow. So then, it's a specific day. You can't do this. Fine. Okay. Sif Gimel. Misha Nora Lisana Sach Taniyos. The person made it out, he's going to fast a certain amount of days. He can push it off to the winter, but the days are shorter. He did not mean that he's going to start immediately. Furthermore, we said that the din of Loba Pareya, he started the fast and he saw it was too difficult. He wants to replace it with a different day. So he didn't say a specific day. He may do that. It doesn't have to be the same length. It can be a shorter length. Okay. So to Mr. Burr, Chavot. Mishnah of the Sun is a certain amount of days, so he can wait till the winter. Chavot, Mishnah of the Sun is what then? Mishnah is Chayv the Sun is Mikach Shuba. Now the Loshon of Mishnah is Chayv the Sun is, we said we don't get involved in Tanaisim for the purpose of Shuba. But you see already in the Rishonim they mention the idea of certain Averas a person should fast a certain amount of time, etc. The Rambam, for example, the Rambam mentions Yechus Shabbos, then the Shin Lamed Aleph, the person was called Shabbos B'Shoigeh, since you don't have Karbonis nowadays, so his Miyat Chalba B'Domoy counts the place of the Korban, so he should fast 84 days as a Kippura for being Michal Shabbos B'Shoigeh one time. Okay, so that, but he said consider that's he didn't tell us like that's what you're supposed to do. That's what he means. That's what he means. Personally, scribe says the tshuva. So there's a list that, you know, the summons from heaven, they have a list, you know, the reveres, how many times you have to fast, 305 times, you know, they're not like, you know, it's not a one time deal. So you can push them off to the winter, to the winter days. Now you have to remember, you know, the European winter, that's basically skipping lunch. The deep winter, sunrise was like about 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, you have to go further than go far before.
Yeah, no, you know.
In Lithuania,
pretty high up.
You know, it was right. Moscow is 55 degrees north. You know, that area is 55 degrees north. It's sunrise in the winter is somewhere about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And sunset is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
See, now you know
it's some
ices. You know.
There was a problem. There was a problem. I was once. Gates said it's 55 degrees north. So it's the same height north as Lithuania. So I have a cover who learned the Gates said. So he told me, he says, in the deep winter, Shabbos, the day when I did this, you got up, you dived the chakras, you dived the musaf, you ate the surah, you dived the minchah, you ate the surah, you dived the mar.
After what?
You ate the chakras, the musaf, you ate the surah, you dived the surah, you dived the mar. That was the day. That's how long the whole Batal Yom. You had enough time to do chakras, musaf, surah, minchah, surah,
but the
mar.
Friday night was long.
Friday night, you had all simchas, mitzvahs, everything, where it was Friday night. And that's when you had this long evening. Shki was around 3 something. So you finish your suit, it's 5:30, you know. Boom, you know. So that'll learn for 7 hours before you go to sleep. So person can push it off to the winter. Yahoo Khais Khabzai. After Haneder Hoyd and Meya Kayitz. So maybe we should argue that he meant these type of days. No. Kamokim Yochel Yitzchosim, Shorli Yitzchosim, and Rishli Hista Shiyu Atanesim B'meyakai.
Since I don't care that it's pure Shabbat, fine. It's not milk, it's a beer. I've got a new problem. It was such a degree of Buster McCullough. Foster's week, the original milk, and we've got a new problem.
Now,
this is an offer, not
a problem. So, it's a question in general. If I make a commitment to somebody, right? And I don't say when. You know, do I mean whenever? So, like, you know, as the Bachman said, it's whenever, you know? Do I mean whenever? So there's actually some shepherds who know that if I have a conversation between you, you know, between two people, and say I'll take care of something, the commitment meant as soon as possible. So you have to assume that, you know, that's, you know, between two people where there's somebody waiting with the expectation of relying on me, so we assume it's already meant unless I said otherwise. Because Baruch Hu, the vice of voice, you know, is more patient. Okay. Cafe ad Kopkes Adi Musafer. I'm going to rub the Hano Dafki Banana Shane Yochel Kaim take. Come to the Rubber says, we have a different issue. I will have Hoki Edo Rashal and Kosim, the Shinna Shemi Yamus. Kiloshu is Mamu and Adi Musafer. Kate Possum, the Machna Flying, Hippos, the Dorm, Simon, the Zai, the Wolf, the Swab, Circle Kaim, Mia. So he raises the question of Sheva Yamus. So the Mora says,
okay. So this is not
Sheva Yamus Chashina.
Okay.
The Mora and Yavamus in the beginning of the second paragraph. The Mora discusses over there. Scenario is that there are four brothers, and Reuben and Shimon married sisters. So Reuben, Shimon, Laban, Yehuda, just make life easier, okay? So Reuben and Shimon married sisters. And Reuben and Shimon died, so without children. So there's a bit of Yibu.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
The problem is
not for an accident here. It's just like fish.
So logically, maybe if you take one woman in Minyavim, you're going to take the other woman in Minyavim.
What happens when you cook fish in a place in
the pot? Morris says, we have a concern that maybe if he does chalitza, then if Levi does chalitza and then Yehuda dies, we're able to do at least chalitza in the sister. If he does Yibum and Yehuda dies, so the woman will be left with no mitzvah. And he can't do Yibum to the, once he does Yibum, it's his wife. He can't do Yibum and Achazishka. So we're saying, Kashina, maybe one of the Yavamim will die. And therefore, let the people with Bittul, it's Yibum, and she should do Chalitza instead. The verse says, the Shema Yavas, her maid, paid person might die. Aye, we know. For example, that a woman, let's say a woman's married to a kohen, and her husband goes to the minhag saying, so a woman married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat children, and then there's no children. Her husband died, she can't eat children anymore. The woman who's in Bas Yisrael is married to a kohen, she eats children based on her marriage to her husband. If she has children with her kohen, she has sons with her kohen. If she eats children because she has sons with her kohen, she has no male progeny. Her husband goes to the minhag saying, a business trip. She's eating shum every day. Well, maybe your husband died. So how could she eat shum?
Right?
The Morris says, well, she has, if there's a cheskes kohen, he's alive. She sees seven mace lach hashina.
The Morris
says, shema mace lach hashina, shema yomus hashina. Everybody's going to die eventually. Right? The question is, how far in the future? Right? So we hear, she's eating the shumah. The question isn't whether he will die, the question is, did he die already? Shemesh lach hashina. At any given moment, will he die? We assume he doesn't die. You want to know, will it, maybe, should do even now, relying on that there won't be a mitzvah in the future. That there might be a mitzvah in the future. So, that's another raises the question from some of the words. That says, well, it's been a long period of waiting, including a short period of waiting. Because the Torah says, "This is a kasha from the mission of the Yuma." So the halach is that a kohen gadol has to be married to be able to do the kapara. So Yehuda says, "We prepare a second wife, and then his wife will die." Come and say, "Shemi yavas lo chashin." Not worried about her dying. Says what? Here, tell me, "Shemi yavas chashinin." Shemi yavas lo chashinin. This says for a short period of time, we're not worried about Shemi yavas. Long period of time, we're worried about Shemi yavas. Maybe the Yuma will take some time. Yom Kippur is 24 hours. We know she's alive at the beginning of Yom Kippur. It's not what she'll make it until the end of Yom Kippur. So that's where you get the difference between a long period of time and a short period of time. We've got the Chashash of Shem Yom. That's where the Magen Avraham is coming from. Okay. So a person has a key of matter, he shouldn't push it off. Who knows? So that's, I mean, that's a general statement. A person just makes some type of a commitment. You have to be worried about, you know, being trying to live till that to the
Makayim. Here's the story. Because the enzymes have, like, let's say, like a double recovery.
Chav tash yogal lo bois. How do I the Yisrael El Sebeis the Lava Pereya? So this halacha being Lava Pereya also applies even from a long day to a short day.
From the
same Mishnah and Yuma Ein Sof. Comes in the Reserve. But the Morris says, Shem Yom Hashim. Okay.
Right.
Zog de Machab. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Shachanor. Yesh v'sharmer sh'shnei yomim v'shnei levels v'tzufim. Yesh l'shroisim l'arboyim taniyos shenim v'tzufim.
What?
You know, we're getting involved in, you know, this list of, you know, 84 days. It's a 2 day straight, day and night. 48 hours straight. That weighs in like 40-10 days.
Yes, a middleman.
Who did the math? Okay.
Why can't you say that it's reaction between the skin and the meat?
I don't know.
And the milk.
Send me yourself.
That's the question.
Agav Yesh Armin. Adam Chalosh, a person is a weak individual. Sagila b'ma b'shnei yamim b'tzufim. Adam Bari Shloisha yamim. So this you get your 40 days, that, which means 48 hours count for 40 days. That's a weak person. A strong person, you got to do 72. Okay. Nearly. What's still talking about? The Chozal Omari El Mishin is Chayim Lotzim Arboim Yom Sheinam Betzufim Mikoyach Shuvah Keli Tzayir. The point was, based on these concepts of different, we mentioned there's in the Mishnah there's something called Shuvah Mishkal.
So if
Shuvah Mishkal is after
it's not between
the Rebbeinu Yonah came up, the Sefer talks about, people think that being a chassid is rolling in the snow with all these wonderful great things. It's not, where did it come from? It came from the following idea. That, the Rebbeinu Yonah goes through a list of there's 20 basic elements in Shuvah. But then he talks about Kapor. So in Kapor, in the Rishonim, the Rekeach and others, wrote the idea that a person doesn't vary, gets a certain amount of Hanoah. So besides the Shuvah element, the person has to do Kapora elements for the Hanoah to get out of the vein. And the way they're doing that is getting a certain amount of Tsar corresponds to a certain amount of Hanoah you got from the. That's a Kapora. And the first mission is called Shuvah Submission. It would be the same weight as the Vayr. So that's referred to over here. The person didn't make it a netter for 40 days. The Mishnah says, well, netter 40 days, 2 days count, then you made it for 40 days. So about that, he did an Vayr. He opened up, he went to the rabbi. The rabbi told him, and says, he opened up his, trusty Chuvah Submission Sefer. He says, Vayr X, 40 days fasting. 40 days fasting, you know what? The point is, there's a certain amount of tzar in 40 days, you can get the same thing with 72 hours straight. Right? But if a person made a netter for 40 days, 40 days, you can't replace it. The purpose is Kedit Tzayir, Ozma Mishavinon, High Tzar, High Tzar. We compare Tzar. Look, you enter the Nemu, Dinam Eilu, the Dwar Menachemet, Rotmazah. All those things that they talk about, this is equal to that, all that's talking about such situations. But we should not have lots of our boy Mjoim. Shalakai Mashan Otter. The Gar Mjoim said, the Eno Lever Perea, the same with Loyam Zay, you said this day, it's only this day. He said 40 days, it's only 40 days. Philam Andorma, the Philo Yom Zay, Lover Perea, and even according to Mishanah, we're arguing. It's a Yom Zay. You can speak in different days. How come the circle kind of injury? Been 40 days. 40 days? Toshkin, our boy, Shiftei Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur. Shemis Anim, Mazeker, Aliyah, Moshe, Mahor. Shemis Kippurim, Allah, Shalem, Tashuman, Mishnai, Mashnosh, Yom Mitsu. The person said, I'm going to fast. Because I'll say the Klai Yisrael.
It's not really considered.
The Gedalim of Klai Yisrael. Fasted the all 40 days. The time Moshe went up to the har, so Yom Kippur, and he came down. They shouldn't be nichshol the chet egel. So people have a minute doing my bath to fast. When it comes out, they'll fast 40 days. I was in a Shabbos and everything. So he said those 40 days. Said, okay, well, 40 days, 3 days is good. Right? So, no, he meant 40. He meant those days. Okay, Lam. So cut Lam. So she
young. Good. Yeah, the answer is
cereal. They are. Right on this other is shows, but that would be GI Dallin show. So the minute, what you do in 33 days, they add 2 more hours. What's 2 hour hours? Simon Dover, show me so add a shamble look at that. Show me so the word add, I and Dow would take you to a shamble look at. However, people which don't wait, they also get a good gematria. Shul Kaminyan Chesed, which is 72. Vamisanim Shayam Ritzufim. Again, these are all these Kabbalistic ideas. Shayam Ritzufim. Tav Shisano Shachas Balayla Shachat Tanesim. Have one more hour. You see, Gam Shachas. Start 1 hour early.
I'm assuming that we're piggybacking with what Chaver said.
Okay. Okay. So you have a total of 50 hours. The oz yichoshu kumay chav zayin tanesi. So that adds up to 27 tanesi. How is that? Yom rishon havi tanesi.
I wandered off field. I'm sorry.
And where are you going?
The
show loved after the Mrs. Yom Kikula.
What we're talking about is the milk. The original milk.
So, one day is one day. The pshat is, with the extending it again and again and again for the next day, counts like. That's where the extra part comes in. So each hour of the day counts like another day. So that's 24 hours. So that's 25. You added one an hour before, an hour afterwards, you get chav zayin. I'm not sure why chav zayin is important. I don't know. Kach tshuva. I'm like the concept of different types of doing different types of afflictions for tshuva purposes. So you fulfill your tshuva and mishkal with these 3 days in a row, whatever. Then the day it's better, you shouldn't do this. And do as written in the Sefer. The mile of fasting again and again and again is constantly reminding you of the vera that you did, which will force a person to misbind on that and do a real tshuva. The 3 day quick job, putter, no tshuva. I'm sure you've heard some people have them in they eat by picking a bed. It represents how many tenes? It corresponds to 84 tenes. Because the word, it can be read pidyon, pidyon. That's why some people have many that they eat. They're mocked with trying to eat by picking a bed. Now, again, it's all pidyon. I don't know how the stuff works. Whatever. Silent kind of mushroom. If a person made, he's going to fast X amount of days. So that's it. You got to do that. So the mission is the same thing. What about the other way around? So the person said, I'm going to fast 40 days. You can't change that to 3 days straight or 2 days straight. What about the other way around? The person promised to fast 2 days straight. Can he part of that off to 40 days? Okay. I'm going to show you what happened. In order to say, I'm going to show you what happened. I'm going to show you what happened. I'm going to show you what happened. So he said, even if he said, Yom Zeh, he can push it off to a different day, but here he can't. The husband died, the sheep star looked him alone, and Yom Zeh. His point wasn't Tsar. His point wasn't about the specific day. So, okay, different day. Mashiach and Hochma, the Soviet star. I'm not sure what
this. The Rama says, the Rama just addresses what I just said. I'm sorry, remember. The Rama says, let's say you start one. And then over time, so we've said that if you find this continuum there,
not sure we're saying Lama Gimel.
And
we said that the Hosam Azai Tashit like Kibbalah. Can you hold over? I have no idea what he's talking about. Okay, Lama Dal. If they are making for it, Yaskol is on this part of Tubov. So how do you get 40 days? So you start fasting after Tubov. Go you start on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
And then you pour it in your chicken soup.
So and that will add up to 40 days.
Right, no one's
going to
say
that. Right. Boys, some hatanesim shmisanim misra boy. Ain't sort of a hashlet.
It's a real milk anyway.
They don't have to necessarily be full, you know, make it over 10th of the day. We sound in circle, cowboy tennis, or all your efforts in the outside. It doesn't have to be I'm going to fast the 40 days of Yom Kippur. So what's the math? So Rosh Chodesh, I guess it depends on the year really. Right? Rosh Chodesh Hell and Yom Kippur, you're gonna have so Hell is 39 days and Yom Kippur is 40 days. You have to start the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Right, so 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. You don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. It's an argument that you have four Shabbos in
there.
Right, you fast 40 days. You start from this. Rosh Chodesh El is 2 days, but all is 30 days long.
It wasn't even a
little bit. It's like a lot of striking. Rosh Chodesh El is 2 days.
That's what
we're saying. El is 29 days. August 30. It's August. So Rosh Chodesh, we start counting from the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So you have 30 days until Rosh Hashanah. You have 10 days to keep it. That's 40 days. But of those days, 2 days you can't fast Rosh Chodesh. Four Shabbosim and Elul. That's six. You don't fast Rosh Hashanah. That's eight. Shabbat Shuga is 9, and Yom Kippur is 10. There's 10 days you're going to lose. So you have to start 10 days earlier, but you're going to have to do Shabbos in order to get 12 days earlier. So if you start 2 of, you're going to get your 40 days, maybe there are two extra just in case. Okay. If you're planning, look over the calendar to make sure we get this right. I think you mean he said after two bobs. I'm assuming he's saying that the two bobs not.
It sounds like
So this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person has a bad chalav from Shemayim, the best thing to do is to fast. The Gemara says even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, but you have to then fast a different day as a kapora for the bearer of fasting on Shabbos. Okay. Hamisana tainus chalayim is more on Shabbos. But Yom Tov by bechal Shemayim or Rosh Chodesh or bechal Kippurim or bechal Yom Kippurim. Certainly, mase of Tanisa with Tanisai. Kedin Hamisana tainus chalayim Shabbos. The same what we mentioned before in Hebrew Shabbos. The person fasts tainus chalayim Shabbos. He has to fast another day as a kapora. That's true on Yom Tov chalayim Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh bechal Kippurim also. Finally, also a reish peches sif dal. Okay, Lama Bo. By Rosh Chodesh, Nira. Hamisana Tanis Chaloy Rosh Chodesh Nisa. By Rosh Chodesh, Ob Ein Sarak LeMeisav Tanis LaTanis. Okay. So we know that
in the skin of
the stomach of the animal. I'm not sure it's a Tanis. I think it is. People normally don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. It's brought down that there's two times a year where it's possible to fast on Rosh Chodesh. What is that? Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh off.
And
skin. Right. The mitzvah hisan is bo. We should toss him some tough coupe. We'll see. We get the tough coupe. Those 2 days were Tanis Sadiqim. Rosh Chodesh off. That was the day that Aaron Akain was nifter. Was Rosh Chodesh off?
Okay.
And Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
It's about the Rosh
Chodesh.
Let's say the amount of
milk
put in this time.
Not Rosh Chodesh.
Sounds
like it's true. So the Bnei Aaron died in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so some people that would therefore would fast then. So since it's brought down that you could fast in those 2 weeks, so you don't, the person would have a ton of chalom that day. You can't say he has to fast the day for Kippur for fasting on that day. If it's the day you're allowed to fast.
So it seems to me in this case you're not confusing.
Okay.
And it's not to stuff like that.
Interesting halacha. I had this once recently. So it's the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So normally the law is a tiny, if a chassid gets married, Rosh Chodesh doesn't fast.
So the Shach says it's a question of
Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If he gets married, Rosh Chodesh doesn't fast. The time is the time that the chassid will fast. The day of his chassid, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because he's supposed to fast. Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
It's either referring to a cow that they can
Lama Tzai Rebbe Rebbe Kippur.
Had too many weddings.
Yeah. The guy thinks he can cup her mind, not, you know.
Well, it sure doesn't make sense. That's
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. No, they got their hands on it.
Okay. Finally, as some Reish Mechaz, the Dal Shomer didn't make some tennis of the knees. It goes to the law, and then you have to replace it with another time. Fine.
In other words,
the Basar of the bubble. That's what Mori has a phrase. Of course, the ain't tennis seaver of the bubble.
The
ain't tennis seaver of the bubble.
The Basar
means the foul. That number one, any tenets of the tenet geyser, they were not osim b'malach, only osim b'malach. Well, the half thing b'malach, and that you have to start. It's a 24-hour fast. Al tishav al bova. In general, that was the way we were doing. Hilka, yochad shekibul lo tainus. Look, kashin and shem a tainus sibur kibul. He meant a tainus sibur with all the chumras of a tainus sibur. What's up with Kulin? He's allowed to work and he's allowed, he doesn't have to fast the night before. Come on, Machatila Toy, Lorra Bashas, Kabbalah's Tainus, Raina Batanis Yachid, Lefanecha Moch. So, in order to not get involved in the question, the person should say Tainus Yachid. Because I think that's the Nusuf we have put in the Sidurim, Raina Batanis Yachid, Lefanecha Moch. So, that's why we say that phrase.
But we seem to be saying that the
So he didn't speak out, Tanis Yochan. What happens there? Seder, Shinah Shemet had a Seder Kibbalah.
So if it's Batal Shinah.
Sir, the house in Vayyim, also in Malach. That's what Shinah. It's now Shalom and Neder Deraisa. He wasn't a Farid. I'm fasting. Do you mean fasting in the form of a Tzibur or a form of a Yachid? Yatimach. Mulai. The Kayyim, Shin Motzel, Lisanis, Hatanis, and Yatibur, the form of the Kamun Simtof Kavai and Asim. Now, as we don't seem to fast these today, seem too much anyway. Stomach Kabbalah, Zastam Kainis, Sarkiyah, Rather Kamun Simtof Kavai and Asim.
This is Dabramah.
So you get the Tov Kavai and Asim, we'll talk about that more.
Okay,
just one more, we'll hold it. Zion. Kasher Yom Shemes Ove Ve'imoy Ador Hashanah Muberes. Okay, so then the more mentions that the meaning is that a person fasts on the day of the Patira of a father or mother. The Zinim came along and made it into a day that you celebrate. You know, you make a l'chaim. But he's going up another level. The Gemara says the person should fast on that day. So the Shulchan brings down the Gemara says you should fast, and now it comes out on the Shana Muberes, and the material was an other. Yisana ba'other sheni. So the Karba says you fast and the second other. Hagoa.
Let's see the Rambam.
Yeshar remember the Yisana Barisha. You knew that was coming. Imla shemeis b'shnasa ibur ba'other sheni. Those loyim b'shnasa b'sheni. Obviously, if the person was nifter in ba'other sheni, then you b'shnasa ba'other sheni. If the person was nifter in ba'other stam, had a minute b'shnasa barisha.
Another is actually
Ikir Minigra says but Ashkenazim is the fast in the other region. So where does the confusion come from? Because we celebrate Purim in other shame. So the Torah is telling that's the real honor. So the Torah says not really.
Because
the reason why we celebrate Purim in other shame is to be masked by Gula the Gula. The Gula of Purim should be next to the Gula of Pesach. Right. But not because the other Shani is the real other. And the Mashiach also, the Torah was Mashiach, the way bringing these shikas that other is other. And during the years of Shalom, we add another other. That's an added month, that's not the real other. Therefore, the Kermitic is the fast of Rish.
There were two
dots. So this is relevant to a lot of people that don't. The Shalom is keeping your sight, but it's down for the Amid.
It's not about the
other. It's down for the Amid in the first order, the second order, and both. Right, so the minimum Shmur is going to bring is you can do both. Okay, let's hold the Shmur tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.